Hi everyone, this is Sean, and welcome to Bite-Sized Fiction, where we read short stories to chew on. Today, we're reading Slaves by S. Kepler, a microfiction narrative on society and phones. Without further ado, let's begin. Slaves by S. Kepler. Introduction. Just a few more minutes. One more video, and then I'll get on that report. Slaves is a narrative commentary on modern society and its addiction to screens and the temptation that is endless scrolling. Its brevity is intentional in order to promote thought. It also juxtaposes the enormous amount of content that is in our world. This pamphlet, a very short story, is the opposite of a timeline or a feed that is bloated with endless filler of no consequence. It's all important. No filler. And the other likes bite-sized works to make you think. S. Kepler. He sits solemnly at his desk. The cold stone top hinders him in thinking. The little speakers in his ears gently tap and bounce in a soothing rhythm meant to calm the nerves and let the ink flow smoothly. But he doubts that. He peers over his shoulder, towards the cross. Shudder. It's his only comfort. Food, drink, movies. Their ephemerality ties them together. The music suddenly stops for no apparent reason. So does his brain. Patters his big toe. What to write? What to write? As if they were linked, the music renews and his brain comes back online. His pen begins to conduct an orchestra of the Russian variety, lifting the nib as the baton counts to four. He begins scribbling furiously. Or was it furiously scribbling? No matter. The ink glistens with a deep violet hue, and has a rich lightness where the ink does not pool. The screen on the wall brightens. He blinks vapidly at the news alert. Tips for making the perfect steamed ham. Tst! The tiny display on his wrist, seemingly beckoned by the one on the wall, taps him. It begs for his attention. His resistance broken, he peeks. Take a look at this cute dog. Carla W. has updated her timeline. Come and see. Attention, your village is under attack by Kaladin Musashi and Milktoast Mike. A lurch crawl by, each one giving a satisfying tap on his skin. He finds the substitute for human touch satisfying, but unfulfilling. At least it's better than nothing. Wait, what was I doing? The square in his pocket blinks with vigor. Her. Don't know if you're home, but I thought I'd stop by, X. A pleasant surprise, his eyes seemed to say as a slight smirk crept upon his lips. He sees her with her head in the fridge. A faint rustling can be heard from the cheese drawer. Hey, he hesitantly says. Ah, why are you always so sneaky? I swear, if we were in Japan, you'd be a ninja, she utters as she glances over. Hungry, I see. Can I fix you up something? Sure. How about a coffee? She glides over to the counter and hunches over playfully. So, what's up with you? Well, I was working on... Oop. She unconsciously squeaks as her watch buzzes. Peeping over, he sees an alert for the top 10 swimwear brands this year. Did she really just do that? His explanation peters out when he realizes she isn't listening. A tense moment passes. What was that? She finally says when she noticed that he hadn't finished a coherent thought. Anyways, she continues, I've been all around town today. I had to bring Mom a turkey for dinner, so we chatted for a while, then... Zzz, zzz, zzz. His phone tittered thrice. Subconsciously, his hand grasped for the device. She asked me when I was going to get married and have her grandkids, and I was like, I don't know, Ma. I haven't met the right guy yet. Ouch. Zzz. The vibration seemed to intensify. They beckoned to him. The sirens, with their saccharine voices, called his name. Just open it, they seemed to say. The urges seemed unbearable. They were. Then she got on my nerves, so I headed homewards, but I realized I needed birdseed, so I stopped on the way at the pet store. Then I went on a walk. It was so nice today. He flipped his phone over. Zookeeper shows us how to care for a newborn koala in adorable video. His countenance filled with disappointment. So did hers. Her eyes were the only part of him that could say sorry. Was that too great a slight? So, want to go out for some drinks tonight? His petition, though risky, was filled with determination and confidence. Sorry, I just realized I forgot to feed the bird. I guess it was. All right, maybe next time. All he got was a rather half-hearted, yeah, in return. What a boilerplate reason, too. Anyways, gotta go feed that bird. Thanks for the coffee, and for the cheese, too. Yeah, anytime. He helped her to the door, and her car skittered away. Back to work, I guess. What was it I was working on? He shuffled back upstairs to his desk. He slumped down, dejectedly. On cue, the screen near his desk flashes. He swiped on the notification. Florida man rides into supermarket on alligator. He scrolled down. Liquored up teen curses out teacher. Get 3 more inches of ground clearance in your 1997 to 2004 Miata with this one weird trick. Mindless drivel. But there's always a chance I find something cool on here. He glared at his watch. A few more moments wouldn't hurt. The pen, which was once gracefully conducted, did not contact the paper once again. That night was one of many similar nights. Something inside of him withered and died, but he kept living, mindlessly. Scroll, swipe, scroll, scroll. That was Slaves by S. Kepler. Now, for a little bit of discussion, what do you guys think? Are you in line with S. Kepler's view? I, for one, I think he's got something. We do tend to get distracted easily. And just think how many great projects have been just forgotten about by YouTube or Instagram or Reddit or whatever. I mean, at the same time, our society seems to have fallen onto these sorts of things as a crutch. Is that a good thing? I don't think so. I mean, from a structural perspective, letting our whole society be founded on a social media, on something that a private company controls, that seems like a recipe for disaster. I guess the United States of Amazon and Facebook Federation and the Google Collective, in terms of future governments, well, let's just say we won't be having a battle on the separation of church and state as a lot of countries had in the 18th, 19th centuries. But the separation of corporation and state. I, for one, I don't think I'll enjoy living in the corporate megastate. That seems inevitable. But at the same time, all their things, all their services are so convenient. Well, I suppose that wraps things up. I hope you guys enjoyed, and don't forget to like this podcast. Subscribe to the feed, the RSS feed. It's free, and hey, if you don't like it, no worries. You can always unsubscribe. Thank you, and have a great day. This is Sean from Bite-Sized Fiction. Fiction worth chewing on.